from the early church, and one of those is called the Apostles' Creed. And you'll find it in the bulletin on the sheet that has the prayer requests on one side. And also, we are working our way through the Heidelberg Catechism, Lord's Day number 20 today, focusing on when we say we believe in the Holy Spirit, what do we mean? And so we'll be looking at that this morning. So, beloved in the Lord Jesus Christ, what is it that you believe? I believe in God, the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, and in Jesus Christ, his only begotten Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, dead, and buried. He descended into hell. The third day he rose from the dead. He ascended into heaven and sits at the right hand of God the Father Almighty. From there he will come to judge the living and the dead. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. And then question number 53, I'll read the question if you would respond with the answer. Question number 53, what do you believe concerning the Holy Spirit? First, that he is co-eternal God with the Father and the Son. Second, that he is also given unto me. By true faith makes me a partaker of Christ in all his benefits, comforts me, and shall abide with me forever. Notice that. Notice the me's in the second answer. The Holy Spirit personally, patiently dwells with us. He's sent by the Father and the Son, and it says there, he was given unto me. But again, stop and first remember that he is God. The Spirit of God who dwells with us is God, and co-eternal, co-equal with God the Father and God the Son. So he knows everything. He can be grieved. He's a person. And he also loves you. Again, patiently living with us every moment. Putting up, if you will, dealing with our sin, which is a personal offense, and yet still abiding with us and loving us. It's amazing that we have, what a privilege we have to have the Holy Spirit abiding with us. And notice what it says. What does he do? Well, first of all, he's given unto us. And he grants us true faith. As we said earlier in the catechism, what is true faith? It's something that the Holy Spirit works in me by the gospel. And so the gospel comes to a dead man, a dead woman, a sinner, separated from God, under the wrath and curse of God, and by the work of the Holy Spirit takes the gospel, grants unto us faith, regenerates us, brings us to life, and we respond. By true faith, he makes me, notice that, he makes me a partaker of Christ and all his benefits. It isn't my faith that is the primary mover, it's the Holy Spirit. When's the last time you said, thank you, Holy Spirit? Thank you for saving me. Now, we say that to Jesus, right? We say, thank you, Jesus, for dying on the cross and rising again. When was the last time you said, thank you, Holy Spirit, for applying what Jesus did to me personally? He makes me a partaker of Christ and all his benefits. We're going to talk about one of those benefits today, and that is sanctification, which is the work of the Holy Spirit, isn't it? Also, Jesus said when he was still on earth that I will send you the Comforter. The Holy Spirit is referred to as our Comforter, the one who comes alongside, our advocate, one who cares for us. He personally dwells with us, abides with us forever, and that is a comfort. I hope that you enjoy. I pray that you do. If you do not, please believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, and you'll be saved.